Pennsylvania's drilling towns are feeling the pinch of low gas prices. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. First, Congress is looking to revise how we regulate toxic chemicals in the U.S. The Toxic Substances Control Act, or TSCA, gives the Environmental Protection Agency authority to regulate chemicals in the stuff we buy, like mattresses and plastic toys. And it hasn't been updated in 40 years. Ken Cook of the Environmental Working Group says the law needs to be rewritten, but new bills in the House and Senate aren't enough to protect the public.
We've wanted to update this law for a long time. To be honest, the reason it's happening now is because of pressure from industry. Industry officials have said again and again that the public has lost complete confidence in the safety of chemicals. And one reason, I think, is because they're waking up to it, showing up, these chemicals, in all kinds of everyday products in their environment.
I'm just wondering what these new bills and this process says about the direction of environmental regulation in this country.
People are shocked to learn oftentimes that Congress hasn't passed a major environmental protection law to protect human health in 20 years. And what is happening is a lot of the regulatory action is happening in the private sector. It's called regulation by retailer. Companies that are in the front lines facing consumers are basically saying, well, we're not going to sell products if consumers don't accept them. So they're going back up the supply chain, back to the chemical companies, saying, we don't want sippy cups with phthalates in them. All of these kinds of pressures have led the industry to kind of push through Washington legislation that's to their liking. But it's not going to make consumers happy. And I think it's, in the end, going to be opposed by almost everybody in the environmental movement.
Ken Cook is president of the Environmental Working Group. A steady dip in natural gas prices has led companies drilling in Pennsylvania to lay off workers and shut down operations. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports that in drilling hotspots, that means a big change to the local economy.
In 2014, Jerry Lee Edwards opened a clothing store for oil and gas workers. He sold coveralls, heavy-duty work pants, and fire-resistant shirts. Business was good for a few months.
Then it just started going down and down and down.
That's a common refrain in drilling areas like Waynesburg. Fracking companies have slashed budgets, cutting hours, and laying off workers. It's had a big impact. Hotels, RV parks, and restaurants were once filled with out-of-state gas workers. But the low price of natural gas is changing all that. State records show Pennsylvania has lost more than 10,000 jobs in the oil and gas industry. Edwards says many see the industry rebounding eventually when prices for natural gas start to go back up again.
I'm 73 years old. I'm not waiting 2 or 3 years for it to maybe come back.
Edwards won't be around by then. He says he's closing out his store and moving on. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Update, I'm Carol Holsapple.